This video is specially for Lulu Chen from CMA, which built this famous keyboard, the U-Key. And I speak in a very easy English so that my friends here in Vienna also can understand. First of all, it's very important that this side of the keyboard is free from plugs and switches, because the left hand must have enough space to push the pads for notes and rhythm. Second, if you want to build a real synthesizer and not only a master keyboard, there should be a foam plug, maybe here, so that you don't need many cables, only the cable from here to your ear. Maybe it would be good to have batteries inside, so that you can have a very free feeling. The possibility to transmit the MIDI data could be an option, but the radio waves maybe are dangerous, so take a good multicore like that, or better maybe a network cable, a very good network cable with four grounds. So if you want to make a real guitar, a synthesizer with a sound module, it should also be able to change the volume from the pads and from the keys here it's not possible, so you would need a putty. The joystick here, I built the joystick like that so that I can have a bending effect from the like a guitar, and the modulation left and right. Yeah, it's also necessary to put the switch. Original, there's a switch like that if you push here, but this is nonsense. It's better to put this switch here for the switching keyboard effect. So I put it here, and then I have. It would be necessary that the joystick only works for the keys, not for this when I make a rhythm, because otherwise you have this effect. That's nothing. That's not good, because sometimes you need this if you play. Yeah, and here you cannot use this in this mode, so I have to switch back. Please look that the rhythms don't get effects by the joystick. This is really very important, because if you want to play with modulation effects and pitch bendings, I never want to change the rhythm. It's terrible. Yeah, the other switches I built here, they are for the sustain effect, so you can make show effects live. If you want to make like that, so that you have a one hand free, or here, want to have both hands free. Yeah. Hi. These ideas are only some. I have some more what you can build here. Maybe you want to build a newer guitar in 1 or 2 years, then I have much more ideas for this stick here. Option, it would be good if you transpose the pads here and the case sometimes in the same way, and sometimes you only transpose the case. If you have rhythms here, it's better here not to transpose but only on the case. And if you want to play a song with notes you programmed here in the pads, then you must transpose both. So, be careful that you have enough storage place for the notes here, because you have only 8 pads, and this is not so much if you have a lot of songs. So I show you. Song, maybe like this. You only have 8 possibilities to store your own songs. This must be more. This is not enough. This is really not enough. So, I have some other ideas to mix the UK sounds with a sound module. And it's very important that you have a really good cable and good plugs. So, here you go out with the audio signal and with the MIDI signal. I'm sure you can make it better like this. Also, please be sure to build here inside aluminium, so that it stops the radio waves. I like the sound here inside. Also the origin sound number 19. I'm sure you know Dr. Decibel and Blues Brass. Thank you. This is the other side of the multicore. You have also a computer plug here, a current plug for 9 volt for the keyboard. Here you have the MIDI out cable. Here's stereo out. It comes from the headphones because the headphone plug is better than the line out by the U key. Here you have a plug for the pedal, foot pedal. It's here. You also can change the sounds with the foot. And here you see my good old Emu. And I have sampled the sound of the Orchon from the U key, the sound number 19. This sound is the monkey. I like it very special for the joystick. Some more to the small box on the other side of the multicore. It should be done very much better than this. There should be MIDI in, out and through with 5-pin DIN plugs. There should be a transformator inside and only cable to 230 volt outside. There should be left and right output from the phones out of the UK because the line out is not strong enough. Here what you see is the plug of my UK. It's the printer plug, but it's better to use a network plug inside and a network cable. This is now my multicore. The switch for the pedal. And here the MIDI plug. Now what you see is how I programmed the keypads. And here you see different songs with different notes. Here the rock and roll starts with C number 36, BB 46 and C 48. But the blues starts with C 36, 38 the D and EB. Was number 39. Then in the second step you have F, or you also have three notes. And in the third step you only have two notes because there are only two pads left. So maybe you can build your 12 pads that we have space enough to make good songs. If I don't use the U key sounds, I only use the sounds of my Emu, then transposing is very easy. So, my C on the key is an E in reality. This sound is the violin number 41 of the U key. Thank you. Okay, for the next sound, this is the Bombay Quartet. I need this switch, my sustain switch, because this note I must hear all the time. An acoustic guitar. If you built this keyboard, and maybe you can name it on me, Les Gooney, Les Gunny Wayne, or David Caesar. The price for such a keyboard should not be more than 500 euros for the end user. But you could make a second version, which can cost about 999 euros with another idea. But this I show you the next time.